Rigby joining us here in the post-game show on 94 through the goat after a tough one tonight after a game. I thought you heavily outplayed the opponent in lots of portions of this game. Obviously, you do collect a point to keep the glass half full, but I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench tonight, Riggs.
Yeah, obviously, you don't get up or get down too quick and not starting on time and not prepared to get off the bat, and then you're chasing the game. And you do a great job of crawling back and tying it up there in the third. And, you know, the effort was there for sure for the latter part of the game. And, you know, unfortunately, I thought that we deserved better on the power play side of things. I thought we were working really hard and should have had a few more calls our way, which would have been nice. But away she goes. But definitely did get the 1 point. But, you know, we should have two.
I want to ask about that. Obviously, it's probably a little frustrating, right? I mean, you had 42 shots on goal tonight. You only had one power play. And I thought you did, again, it's just kind of maybe you don't want to spend too much time on it, but I thought you did enough tonight to probably get a couple more your way.
For sure. I think when you get elbows in the face and noses are bleeding, and you know, those are honest, hardworking calls that should go our way, and they're not right now. But at the end of the day, we can't whine about the refs. I mean, we could go on forever about them, but at the same time, we gotta work harder, move our feet to drop more penalties and get in the old zone and turn pucks to give no choice for the ref to get us those calls. So definitely should have had a few more our way, I thought.
Cooper Michaeluk, he thought he kept your group in it, you know, in certain points when there was on-man rushes, what have you. He made two highlight reel saves tonight. Thought he got interfered with in the second period, somehow made a save. And then in the third period, I thought he battled tonight.
Yeah, another one where he gets cross-checked, a guy on top of him. Two times they're on his back, and he's making saves. So, you know, probably not the start that he wanted, but he definitely kept us in there with massive saves. Late one in the third there on him too. So, he did his part the latter half of that game to keep us in and give us a chance. So it's nice to see when Coop goes in, you know he's going to give you everything he's got, and I thought he did tonight.
When you look at the big picture, right, you've won three games in a row coming into tonight's game. I thought you put another great effort. It just seems like, despite the result here tonight, I feel like your group is really bought in right now. When you look at the chances that you're getting on a nightly basis, it must feel good for your group to be in this situation right now. Again, despite the result, you get a point here tonight, but it just seems like you guys are doing a lot of the right things.
Yeah, we're starting to feel better, and I think they're trusting the details that, you know, us as a coaching staff are putting into place, and we got to get pucks to the net, and we got to go there. You look at Danny's goal, a great. You know, it's almost like Grisha's goal and Foster's goal Friday night. You just get pucks to the net there with rebounds and funnel stuff. You never know what's going to happen. We're, you know, for the month there, we were kind of struggling in January and December a little bit. We were a little perimeter getting soft with things, but we're finding ways to get the inside of the net and go there and get rewarded for it. So it's nice to see it starting to come along for sure.
When you look at games at home versus the road, maybe a tough question. I don't know if you have a crystal ball on here or not, but what's the difference as a mentality game? Should there be any sort of difference in mentality on how you play the game at home or on the road? Do you simplify things more on the road? I guess for you, you're a player in this league. How do you kind of view it from that lens?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't, as a human nature, you don't think you should, but you probably do, you know, as a player. But everybody talks about a simple road game all the time. You don't have the positives with the last change and matches and stuff. You just got to kind of count your guys and roll four and go. And it doesn't matter. There's no pretty plays that need to be made. It's just hard, honest hockey right now. And you know, we're a 500 club on the road, and you know, you look at, you know, the production we had last year, and everybody wants to go back to that. But it's, you know, we're finding ways to win, and we got to get above that 500 and stay there too. We got to be a team that's, you know, coming into playoffs, that teams are going to fear us at home and on the road. And it's definitely not an effort thing a lot of nights with us. Like I said, tonight I thought our effort was there for most of the game. You know, a slow start to get off, and then you're chasing, and it doesn't, you know, help in your favor by any means there. But no, I don't know if you'd systematic-wise details, you're still playing the same way. No. Like I said, you might not get the matchup you want, but at the end of the day, you just got to go out there and play and trust your guys. And I think Mark and Jim do a great job of putting guys in situations to succeed. And it's home or away, doesn't matter. You got to play the same way.
Two more before that you go. Carter Rigby joining us here on the PG Office System post-game show. I thought another great game for Matteo Denis tonight. Another goal for him. You alluded to his goal. I think he had five or six shots on goal here tonight. Mm-hmm. And that's a couple good games now he's strung together. It seems like, you know, obviously a veteran guy that does a lot of great things for this club on and off the ice. But to see him put a couple good games together must be nice.
Yeah, confidence key. Look at him get that first one a few games ago, and you see he's just a different kid with the puck and confidence. And, you know, to play at this level, you got to be a confident player with and without the puck. And you go through tough times, and, you know, Danny wasn't getting a lot of chances or looks, or if he got a chance, he'd fan on it. And, you know, that's I said to Danny after his goal, I said, that's a prime Danny goal. It's just he's He's a dog on a bone in front of that net. He goes there, he whacks at pucks, and he finds ways to compete in front and be hard on defenders and goaltenders, and he gets rewarded for it. So definitely need more of that for sure out of him and his whole line. You know, you look at Lage too, he's a hard, gritty player. You know, and Shirgi's skilled in the middle there. So they gotta keep kind of adding a little bit more of that grindiness to them and go there to the hard areas. It's not going to be pretty goals every night, and it doesn't matter how they go in as long as they go in.
Yeah, well said. Okay, last one before I let you go. Obviously, you're still on the road here. Big game against divisional opponents. Maybe just some early thoughts. You guys get to go to Kelowna here right after the game and get set for a big one against a struggling Rockets team, and you hopefully are able to take advantage of that on Friday.
Yeah, we owe them a spanking. You know, last time in that barn was the day they fired their coach and changed things around and they walked all over us, and that was kind of the start of our tough month kind of stretch there. So we're definitely, you know, put this one aside, take the positives, work on the stuff we need to work on, and we got to come up with a lot better effort than we did last time in that barn, and take advantage of a team that's struggling right now too.
Yeah, well said. Last win actually they had was that game on January 10th. Riggs, appreciate the time. I guess glass half full. Congrats on the point tonight, and best of luck on Friday.
Thanks, Cole.
Connor Rigby in our post-game show presented by PG Office Systems. Appreciate his time as always. Okay, we'll take a quick look at the scoring summary, and then we'll take a look at the WHL out-of-town scoreboard, and then we'll sign off here from Kennewick. Tri-City again, as you heard Connor Rigby in the post-game show, they jump out to a quick two-goal lead, 19 seconds in, and at 3:06. Savinvirk and Cruz Paveo, the two goal scorers, to make it 2-0. Cougars called their timeout, and they were able to really generate some energy after that. Carson Carls scoring his fifth of the season from William Kometz and Cohen Zimmer. That at 6:05 to make it 2-1 through 20 minutes. Shots in the first period. What were they? We have it written down here. 18-15, very heavy shot volume first period, 2-1 through 20 minutes. Going into the second, the Cougars, I really thought, carried the play really for the final 40 minutes of this game. Mateo Denis scoring his eighth of the year from Zimmer. That at 15-58 to make it a 2-2 game. But Denis, eighth of the year, he was great tonight also. Zimmer, the lone helper there, 2-2. And then at 17-17, Savinvirk, second of the game, a one-timer from the right circle. His 11th of the campaign from McAdams, and why not? That's how it looked, 2-2, or 3-2 rather, Tri-City through 40. Cougars then continuing just pressure. They were able to score. It says Evan Greening got the goal. I'm pretty sure it was Bauer Dumanski for his third of the year. At least Shergott, though, has the helper on that one for sure. He won the faceoff right back to Bauer. That at 8:52. Tied into through 60 minutes, and then it ended quickly in overtime. Savinvirk gets a cross-ice feed from Jake Sloan at 37 seconds to give the Americans a overtime win. So the Cougars will finish